The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on akronnewsnow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
But we will start this hour with a nice conversation been looking forward to since the word came down yesterday that he announced his retirement. And as Dr. Luis Proenza, president over at the University of Akron, really has been instrumental in the transformation of that campus with all the landscaping, the education improvements, and we can go on and on. And Dr. Proenza, thanks for joining us this morning. And I guess let's start from the foundation and build up. When did the thought of retirement start to come into focus for you?
Well, let's make something clear. It's not retirement. It's a transition to a new set of responsibilities. To have the opportunity to do some things before I get too old to be able to do them. So, but we began thinking about this, obviously, about 2 years ago and discussing options with the board, and it just all came together in the last few months.
When you look at this, and you mentioned a transition, and Chris Kepler's been touching on this in his news this morning, there is going to be a year away, but then you will come back. And I wanted you to get into that for me.
Sure, gladly. It is customary in certain professions, law, and certainly higher education, for folks to be awarded an opportunity to have a period of time, a sabbatical, to renew skills, to refocus, and so I will take some time off to do just that. And then I will be coming back as a university professor. And in other words, my appointment will not only be in biology, but across the university in an interdisciplinary way. And the trustees surprised me in the most generous way by creating a privately endowed chair that initially will be called the Trustees Chair in Higher Education and the Economy, and eventually, when I'm no longer there, they plan to name it in my honor, but that will enable me to continue some of the work of relating the university to the community, and particularly to how the university creates economic opportunity and vibrancy for Northeast Ohio and Akron.
President Proenza, as far as the next step at the university, of course, is they'll be looking for a new president. Will you be involved at all in that selection?
I'm happy to advise, but I think it's best for the board and the community, the faculty, the students, to provide their input. The board will gather without me in September to begin that process, part of the reason for announcing this transition plan yesterday is so that they will have nearly a full year to conduct a search, a national, international search, and find a person of whatever qualifications they choose to focus on. I have told them only that I hope they will choose a person that has the capacity and the desire to take the University of Akron to the next level of excellence.
With us this morning, Dr. Luis Proenza, president of the University of Akron, announcing a, quote, transition period in his life, moving away from the presidency. He'll be away a year and then come back into a new role. Dr. Proenza, you and I have had many discussions through the years about the transformation of the campus, and we can turn that clock back 10 years ago when you had the envision of all this, and it really has come to being. What are you most proud of as your run at president of the University of Akron?
Well, you know, obviously the new landscape for learning, the physical transformation of the campus is the most visible. But I think what the faculty and our staff and our trustees have done is to also recognize the many, many programmatic changes which we have collectively described under the rubric of the Akron model. And that is a concept of how each and every discipline of the university can very actively and positively relate to our community and together with our community create a brighter future for us all. So I think that above all, but of course the visible transformation is what will most likely impress people.
Well, for sure, your influence in the landscape for learning is going to be felt for many years. When you look at the physical, the buildings, the archways, but I also think of the landscaping and the trees and the way you made the campus seem not like that urban setting. You really gave the campus a taste of almost a rural setting inside a city.
Well, indeed, the addition of 34 acres of green space, the planting of more than 30,000 trees and bushes, the closing of several streets, all of that, Ray, have made the University of Akron one of the most attractive, if not the most attractive, metropolitan-sited campus anywhere in the country. And what is more, the amount of green space is actually larger in the core of the campus than that of many institutions, even some in Ohio, which are located in more smaller communities or more rural areas.
Frustrations in the chair as president, and not isolated to the University of Akron, when you look at being a president of a university in the state of Ohio these days, what are some of the greatest frustrations?
Well, you know, the greatest challenge that we've had in Ohio, obviously, has been the economy. The state remains, unfortunately, 46th or 48th in the country in per capita support for higher education. That translates, obviously, to a high cost for our students, despite the fact that we as a university, the total cost of tuition plus state support is well below the national average. And that, obviously, is something we wish we could change. We understand the dynamics of the state's economy. Governor Kasich has been very generous in working with us to improve a number of things, the capital budget, the completion rates. But there's still a long way for Ohio to go, and we hope, obviously, to right that. It's been frustrating because there's so many important things that we want to do, building programs that could support important industrial clusters in Northeast Ohio, key programs that would advance economic opportunities for Northeast Ohio that we just don't have the investment capital to create.
With us this morning is Dr. Luis Puenza, President, University of Akron, announcing yesterday his retirement. You heard him talk about the challenge. Any of those challenges, Dr. Puenza, kind of push you to say, well, maybe this is the time to retire, let someone else take these reins? Was there any pressure from the university to say, hey, time for another runner? Was this strictly you, your wife, sitting down and saying, hey, we need to do this?
It was very much a personal decision. It came to that realization that, hey, I'm not getting any younger. As you know, we love sailing. We'd like to have time to do some other forms of travel and, frankly, just to spend some time together. The job of a president today is 24/7. You know, it's infinitely rewarding but also infinitely challenging as the economy and new technologies and so many different constituencies all thinking that they know exactly what the solution is, when indeed it is needless to speculate and very important for us to come together and work collectively and collaboratively to make Akron and the university a better place.
Well, certainly well documented here and abroad, Dr. Puenza, your love for the sporting life. As a matter of fact, one of our most famous interviews here on the Ray Horner Morning Show was you and I talking while you were sailing, as a matter of fact, when we got that done about 4 or 5 years ago. But your love for sports, I also feel that was very influential at the University of Akron with Keith Dambrod and the basketball team and the job that he has done there, the new Infocision Stadium in downtown Akron. I know that is something also that you wanted to get done. The athletic complexes and the sporting life at the university, and I know you're a sports fan. You have to be proud of what you were able to accomplish as president.
We are, and we're so thankful for the leadership of Keith and now Terry Bowden and Jody Kest, Caleb Porter and his successor, Jared Embrick, in soccer. And, of course, you know, some part of an unsung hero is our track and field program under our great men's coach there, You know, it's been a tremendous success that is under-celebrated by so many, and we wish we could lift it up. But all of that is the window through which, you know, the majority of people see the university. And for better or for worse, that is important to showcase the university and make it successful in that, as well as, of course, its primary mission of creating student success and through its academic programs.
Dr. Proenza, also in some cities, you see the university almost being a separate entity from the city that it belongs to. And in looking at your run as president, I think you've done a good job of bonding the university together with the city, working with Akron Public Schools, working with Mayor Pliskwelek on so many initiatives and programs.
Well, you know, Ray, the days when universities could be ivory towers are long gone. And certainly the very concept of the Akron model that I spoke about earlier is about the university being relevant, connected, and productive in partnership with its larger community, Akron and Northeast Ohio, and wherever else we have a chance to be of service and collaborative impact.
Dr. Proenza, I want to go back to the thing that you brought up about a transition period and give me a little bit more information that once you step away from the presidency and then you return, what type of role will you have with the university? Will it be a slash ambassador role? Will it meet with dignitaries? What type of role do you envision there?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some representative role, but when I came, I was also appointed as a professor of biology and had then and continue to have adjunct appointments in political science and in education. There will be opportunities for me to teach. That's one of the things that I'd love to do. And the chair that the trustees have created, the trustees chair in higher education and the economy, specifically asks me to continue the work that I've been doing in relating higher education to the economy, and particularly, of course, the University of Akron in Northeast Ohio. So I'll be developing not only some courses related to those topics, but continuing to work with the business community and the larger community across Northeast Ohio to gain a better understanding of how vitally important universities are to the economy and the future of our society.
I know how things change, but do you still plan right now on calling Akron home?
Yes, sir. We may spend a little time up here in Vermilion, or I have some appointments at the National mm-hmm. Academy of Sciences and the Council on Competitiveness. But we've loved Northeast Ohio. We've loved Akron, and we intend very much to remain connected.
Well, job well done, Dr. Proenza. Thanks for joining us this morning. Great run as president. You remain on the job in what, until the end of 14? Is that right?
The end of June in 14. July 1 begins that transition to a new set of responsibilities.
Well, looking forward to seeing you at a football, basketball game, or any gathering in the community up until then. And thanks again. I know it's a busy day, and you've got a lot on your table. Thanks for joining me again this morning, Doctor.
Thank you, Ray. Always a pleasure. Have a great day yourself.
All right. Dr. Luis Proenza, President, University of Akron. Great run there. Came out yesterday announcing his retirement as of the end of June.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.